Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I gotta put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Happy Friday. We're going to kick things off with a little special something for y'all. It is the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy Friday. But before I turn it over to my co-host, Telly, for all of you that know, if you know, you know. Hit it, DJ Ricky. Yes, Lord.
Don't want a lot for
oh, what, tell you thought
Christmas.
I forgot it?
Oh, no. There was never a doubt that you would forget this.
Oh, you thought the election's going to throw DT off with the best season?
The Christmas tree.
Woo!
Like, do you forget your name?
I just want you for my own.
Yeah.
More than you could ever know.
Let him know, Mariah.
Make my wish come true.
Yes, God. We ain't playing games here, y'all.
You.
Woo! Da, 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 da. Okay, we cut. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT.
I don't know why anybody would think that the best season of the entire year. That
boy.
Despite this presidential election, DT, don't get it twisted, okay? So, it's here, y'all. Holiday season is here. I celebrate Christmas. Let's go, y'all.
I love the fact that you called Ricky by surprise this morning. Ricky was like, hey, man, I ain't never seen the Christmas season, DT.
On November the 1st, that's right. Now, in all seriousness, which that actually was a serious moment, first of all, good morning, DJ Ricky. Happy Friday.
Good morning, crew. I just want to go on and say, like, yo, DT, Christmas. And I'm like, it's only November 1st.
No. This is the official kickoff, Ricky. See, I need you.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Here. Yep. I got you.
It's official. If you go right now, and I know Target is not open yet. If you go to Target, Walmart, any retail store, because I said, Telly, when's the last time you've been to Target? He said, it's been a while. I got to go pick up some things. And I said, well, just so you know, when you walk in Target, you are going to feel the holiday spirit. It is here, y'all.
You changed my mind.
The holiday season is here. And yes, it is still election time. We are less than 4 days away from Election Day, where we will elect a lot of prominent roles in our local, state, and national government. Now, I kicked off the show playing Mariah Carey because for those, if you know, you know, she is the official queen of Christmas. And I thought yesterday, because every year she has her kickoff for the holiday season, they were very strategic. I got to give the voter ambassadors their props, because check this video out that Mariah Carey, as part of kicking off the holiday season, shared with her fans and her followers with a special guest from someone that we pretty much in our community, we all know and love. Check this out.
No, 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 no. It's not your season yet, Mariah.
What?
It's voting season.
Okay.
Now, I need to know, have you registered?
Yes, I have registered.
Did you make a plan?
I made a plan. Have you executed it?
Yes! That's amazing, because it's my season before it's her season. Here. So now all we need is you.
That was cute.
Oh, wow.
Who'd you think? Did you recognize the voice?
I thought I did, but then it kind of threw me at the end. Was that Kerry Washington?
That's Kerry Washington. Olivia Pope herself.
Nice.
Who was just recently in Milwaukee on Sunday campaigning for folks to get out there and vote. She's doing a great job. And I think,
you know,
they couldn't have selected a better person to be one of the voting ambassadors. But yes, that was her interrupting the official kickoff of the holiday season with Mariah Carey, encouraging and reminding us to get out there and vote. And you could still early vote.
You're right. That was the perfect person for that. You couldn't have had, like, Cardi B interrupting Mariah Carey and saying, you know. Hey,
like, excuse me?
Oh, come. You don't need to go out and vote.
That's a good thing.
I can't even impersonate Cardi B, because like that's why her brand is so large, because her isn't it even an accent? Do I say that like her character, her brand?
It's an accent.
Is it an accent? Okay.
Yeah.
She's definitely she's in her right lane.
That was dope,
she's fashion ambassador. We're gonna let Kerry be our voting ambassador. But yes, there are a lot of things happening. Telly, are you excited that you don't have to be here?
Man, I'm on the first thing smoking right after the show.
I
don't
want
any parts of Milwaukee today.
Why not?
Wow. By far going to be the hottest place in the country, I would say today. I mean, what other city is going to have both presidential candidates within 8 miles of each other?
Mm-hmm. Damn. That's crazy. So as Tilly had mentioned.
At the same time, yeah.
What's that song by Future? At the same. We should get that going on too, Ricky. I know Ricky's like.
You know I am.
Right. At the same. So presidential candidates, former President Donald Trump and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee today. And as Telly had reported, within 7 miles. So former President Donald Trump will be at Pfizer Forum, while Madam Vice President Harris will be at Wisconsin State Fair Park, which is technically West Allis. But to your point, Telly, 7 miles. Doggone time.
Doggone time.
Now, this is not even something that we need to say, but we'll just say it for the purpose of being good reporters, being good co-hosts. If you don't have to be in the West Allis going all the way through downtown Milwaukee, don't, because we got presidential candidates that are going to be here. What, Ricky? Turn it up. Let the folks know. They're going to be here when? At the same. Damn. Just let it ride. That's what, you know, now see, this is what Madam Vice President should come in on. This should be her theme song today.
Right.
I ain't scared.
Yeah.
It's what we do. So what? He's down the street. Let's do this. At the same.
Oh, man, that would be so tight.
What? If she came out on this, and then she kind of did.
It'd be a wrap then.
Oh, I'd be like, it's over. Like, can I vote twice for you?
Hey, I was about to say, after the rally, they'd be like, hey, open them polls up. Like, we need to get this on right now.
Don't let them go home and go to sleep.
See, that's the kind of songs. No offense. I love Beyonce. Y'all know I love me some Beyonce. But it's crunch time now, okay? All that freedom. Yeah. All them, you know, Negro slave spirituals. Cut them out. This is what you come out. This is what you come out on, okay? We're not. Telly. We're not playing games.
Hey, you like it? Look, stop all that.
Yeah.
You know that sentimental stuff.
Sweet cherry.
You need to come out to "Alright" by Kendrick Lamar.
What?
To be like, look, to all let everybody know we're gonna be alright.
All my life I had to fight. But we gonna be alright. What she should come out
right.
with? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Quit playing games, Madam Vice President. It's crunch time. Let's show these folks what we got. Okay.
Yeah.
And dear Trump supporters, we are going to also give you information about, because you know they coming. See? There they go. DT and Telly, they biased. That's that left-wing media. Here we go. Okay, we're going to take care of y'all too.
Right. On the right side, we got something to report. We found out that 50 Cent turned down $3 million to perform Many Men for Donald Trump.
See, but that's when you rich. See, when you got money, I'm sorry, but don't let me forget that thought, Telly, because people are killing me that are like billionaires. Oh, yes, I turned down $3 million from Trump. Of course you did. Let Trump call DT. Y'all would hate me, but guess what? I'd be sitting somewhere on the beach.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes, though, it is hard to recover from that, though.
Telly.
I mean, remember who's?
Chrisette
no,
Michelle.
No, not that. Yeah.
Telly.
She didn't get $3 million.
I was going to say, Telly, look at my face.
Yeah.
You think $3 million? Y'all be all right.
Yeah, she ain't get
y'all. Look, y'all be all right, because I'm going to be all right. Jules, good morning. Thank you so much for holding. You're live with DT and Telly. What's going on, Jules? It's Friday. It's Feel Good Friday. What's cracking?
Good morning. I feel good, too.
Good.
We heard a lot of righteous We heard a lot of righteous indignation yesterday about the Biden garbage comments, which I agree were not helpful. I mean, politics 101, you don't talk like that about the voters on either side. Though I will say, is that not garbage coming out of Trump and MAGA's mouth most of the time? But okay, let's stay above that. I agree. Last night in Arizona, Donald Trump said Liz Cheney, a Republican who's been one of his most vocal critics and described him as unfit for office and has endorsed Kamala. Donald Trump said, let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. So my only question is, and I wish I could ask him and get some answers. I'm going to see if I can find some. To Trump supporters, the undecided, and those unsure of who, if they'll vote, I would like to ask them and hear a simple yes or no. Are you okay with that? Do you think it's appropriate for the President of the United States to call for his critics to have a gun pointed at their face? Do you find it entertaining? Are you prepared to laugh at that kind of stuff for the next 4 years? Or are you going to ignore it? Or will you be calling into shows like Truth Nation and defending it? That's my question.
Well, thank you, Jules. I thought Jules was going to drop another bar because, you know, it was a vibe going, Telly. I thought, you know, with the whole future in the background, I thought Jules was going to be like, Trump at
Freestyle Friday.
Okay, but I got to finish this thought, Telly, because there has been, you know, a lot of controversy backlash when, you know, black celebrities in the past. So during the previous election where former President Donald Trump at the time was running against Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton, and any black person that in any capacity that supported Trump, man, talk about canceled. And you know, that time where Chrisette Michelle performed at the Trump inauguration and all, it was just so much backlash. She's canceled, never again, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, so she's not supposed to eat? We don't know what her financial situation, you know, at that time is. Because, yeah, when you're a billionaire and you could sit down and tell the world, I turned down $3 million. Yeah. But if you're not eating and you have a family, and keep in mind, that was during COVID. So performing artists, there were no concerts. If you recall, during COVID, a lot of performing artists and actors were saying how difficult it was during the pandemic because they couldn't film. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that if somebody publicly says, hey, yes, the White House invited me to perform at the inauguration. They offered me a substantial amount of money. I accepted. We supposed to cancel that person? I'm asking.
Right. Yeah. To me, I didn't agree. And to like, who gives you the authority to cancel someone? I think the whole premise of the cancel culture, to me, I have issues with, because, okay, I just don't think that anybody has the ability. Now, if you got a bunch of people that are going to try and cancel you or just make you feel like you don't even exist anymore, then that's one thing. But you know, like you said, people have their own situations going on. And if I need the money, you don't know what I need the money for. And so, you know, how can you say, oh, man, you just sell out, or you this or you that? I mean, unless you're going to give me the money that he's going to give me, then you really don't have anything to say.
That part right there. We come back. Yeah. We're going to continue giving you updates regarding today. Today, both presidential candidates are in Southeast Wisconsin. We're going to give you updates on that. Also, why is Wisconsin a battleground state? What made Wisconsin a battleground state, especially with this presidential election? Because both candidates have been spending a whole bunch of time here. Tyson, we see you on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. We're going to take Tyson's call. We come back, as well as get into, today is the day where both presidential candidates will be here, as well as, how did Wisconsin become a battleground state? This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Go vote. It's early voting time. We have until Sunday. You can vote all weekend. Go vote early, then go take somebody else to go vote early. Good morning, Truth Nation. We've been talking about the presidential candidates. Both are in southeastern Wisconsin today, including Milwaukee and West Allis, as well as, in addition to, we're going to be talking about how Wisconsin became a battleground state to begin with. How come they keep coming here? We're going to get into that. In the meantime, good morning, Tyson. Thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. You're live. What's your question or comment?
Oh, it's actually Cypher, but okay. Bear with me for a second. I want to take some time to acknowledge, like, some issues, I think, that's going on with everything. Like, people don't see what kind of opportunity this could really be, you know, taking steps forward and steps back and everything. And I was listening to Dr. Ken last night. He was having a conversation with Jason, you know, talking about, like, you know, how people are kind of lazy and, you know, just not how built like they were used to be. And, you know, I hear opinions and topics and everything. And I'm also saying, you know, that's a good point to make. I mean, you compare the past, the present, and the conflicts that we have today, like the situations like with the school board, and bear with me, the WNBA right now, like, because you look at the situation with, like, you know, Angel Reese, like a post player compared to a perimeter player, rookie, different bodies and everything. It's just kind of like a messy situation. They gave her steroids and ultimately ended her career because of feuds that we had from the past over race. You know, come some thing, we got to stop pointing a finger and start taking more accountability, because we are traumatized. People got kicked out of the school board before they actually start planning ideas. Like, it's time for people to be bigger people and actually, like, okay, look, obviously we can't keep getting hurt or being defensive when somebody, you know, villainized somebody, because nothing's going to get done that way, because everybody's going to be on the clutch because of the trauma.
Completely agree. Thank you so much, Cypher.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
I mean, to follow up on that, Craig hit us on our talking text line. You can as well, 833-212-1017. Craig says, I think cancel culture stems from racism because they don't like you because you're different or you have a different opinion, a different skin color, or different belief, etc. You get canceled, so to speak. A Karen culture is what it should be called, LOL.
Because, again, I still just don't understand why a group of people, again, when someone disagrees with you or someone doesn't share the same values or principles or look from the same moral compass, that they need to be canceled. Mm. Especially, again, if you looked at the broader scope of the situation, Chrisette Michele, I don't know her personally. I've always been a fan of her artistry. But there were a lot of things during COVID, Telly, that we never thought we would do or never we never thought we'd have to make decisions based on being quarantined. And so, again, when she received, you know, when she received the cancellation during a time where we don't know what her situation was, and it's a lot easier, and I know we've said this before on the show, it's a lot easier to say what you would and wouldn't do until the situation actually presents itself. Because it's easy to be like, I can't believe you would accept an invitation to perform at, you know, Donald Trump's inauguration. You are disgusting. You have no moral values. How are you black? All these hurtful and hateful things. When at the end of the day, she's an American who happens to be black, who's trying to eat just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
And if she didn't need it, she wouldn't have done it.
Thank you. Yeah, 50 Cent can say, I turned down $3 million because he's a billionaire.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it. And I get it because that was very strategic. His PR team was like, hey, we gotta elevate this. We got to leverage this as part of, you know, building your brand as a, you know, mm-hmm. great black leader or a great black icon in the community. Because you already, and I'm not knocking 50. You know, I respect him too. I don't know him. But just this whole cancellation based on who you want to support and who you want. I have a number of friends that are Trump supporters. Number. Mm-hmm. And I respect and love every one of them. And will remain their friend after the presidential election is over, despite whoever wins. I can't live amongst people who just constantly are waking up in the morning trying to perpetuate division. And I pray that whoever wins this election to be the 47th president understands that they are entering a country that is divided. They are inheriting a country where there is no United States. This is a divided state of America or divided states of America. Now, before break, we were talking about presidential candidates that are continuing. They might as well just live here, Telly.
I've been said that. Get you a little condo.
I mean, I get it because there's other battleground states besides Wisconsin. And we're going to get into what makes Wisconsin a battleground or swing state. If you have not already heard, former President Donald Trump will be at Fiserv Forum today. Doors will open at 3 p.m. He is scheduled to speak at 6 p.m. right down the street. And Madam Vice President, who is also here in Wisconsin, she's going to have a rally / concert at Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis. Performances. And Truth Nation, I'm still waiting on my plug. Come on, y'all. Look out for your girl. Where's my Glorilla hookup? Glow, if you're listening, holla at your girl. So the concert and rally hosted by the Harris campaign will feature Glorilla, Flo Millie. Now, who's Flo Millie, Telly? Do you know Flo Millie? Ricky, I guess I should be asking Ricky.
I don't know.
Ricky, who's Flo Millie? Yeah, what song does Ricky, do I know one of his songs?
It's a she. And and I believe she is from Arkansas or Alabama, one of the two.
Telly,
First off, he is a she. Well, I'm all the way off.
Oh my God. If my kids were listening, You talk about canceled. I'm canceled, John. Right. If my kids are listening, my adult children, I am so canceled. Okay, I'm sorry, Ricky. Yes. So first of all, it's a she. All right.
It's all right. It's all right. Players mess up.
See, I wish you were one of my kids because they're not going to say that. Oh, my gosh. Mom, you're such a dinosaur. Really? You can't even get the gender right. Oh, my. You know, just stop talking, Mom. Gosh, you're forcing it.
That's worse than SZA.
Not SZA.
You remember that? I was like, oh, I like her. They was like, who? What's her name? SZA. They were
now,
like,
when
they
she
were like
came
stop talking.
Out, when she came out, I was like, how do you say that name?
See? Like, when just me.
You say every letter?
Y'all
or?
Young people don't stop doing all this. Like, just spell it how you want us to say it. And nobody got time to be figuring that out.
And then I'm like, scissor?
Right.
They're like, no, SZA.
Well,
I'm
then
like,
spell it S-I-Z-Z-A then.
I'm like, it's the same thing.
Shoot. Don't get me started. Because me and my kids, we fight every year about that. Oh, my gosh, oh, Mom. Man. You're a dinosaur. That just stop. Funny. You're forcing it. What is forcing it? Anyway, okay, yes. So, Flo Milli.
Yeah, Flo Milli is a young female rapper. I believe she's from Alabama or Arkansas. She's about her early to mid-20s.
Okay, she'll be there as well. MC Light. Now, see, thank you, Madam Vice President, because I know MC Light. I know her. Not personally, but she's a legend. She's actually the first female hip-hop artist that I ever saw in concert. So, shout out to MC Light. There you go.
There it is.
I am the light. Paper thin.
Man,
paper. Look.
Light was cold.
What? And she looks so great. She has not aged at all. Shout out to MC Light. Oh, also tonight, as part of the Harris campaign rally at Wisconsin State Fair Park, gonna hit him, Ricky, with the between the sheets. Yes, that's right, y'all. The king himself. La da 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 da. That was
Mr. Big.
Oh, let me break it out here. La da 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 da. That's my best Ron Isley.
It's 2 a.m. and I'm gonna. So
who the
what
hell
I saw
is that?
Driver Peter
what you
wild.
Talking about? You know who you are? No, I don't. Remember those? I can't say the other person's name, but who the hell is this? What you say your name is, boy? Don't mess with Ron Isley, boy. Now, see, that's who Madam Vice President should walk out with.
Yeah.
With the cane. Pointing at the Trump sign. Who the heck is this? I don't know. I know you ain't voting for. Yeah. All right. There
hey,
you go.
You know, she from the West Coast. You know. She come out to this.
Are y'all ready for this, though, Truth Nation? This is a situation where my grandma... S.E. Beulah Thomas, may she rest in eternal peace. This is something she would say after I tell my grandma this. I'd be like, Grandma, Madam Vice President is having a concert and rally over in West Dallas. Okay, baby, that's wonderful. Grandma, this is who's going to be there. Glorilla, Flo Milli, and I don't know none of them people. Now, who now?
I don't know now.
What? And then I'd say the Isley Brothers.
You say a gorilla going to be there? You didn't say a gorilla was going to be there.
Well, why they got gorillas at that little girl's campaign?
I guess what y'all doing these days.
That's why I don't go out, because y'all be having gorillas and things at the campaign. So, hey, man. Oh, no. Telly, I'm trying to be professional. So,
all right,
as I tell my grandma that they got all those people performing and the remarks would be by Cardi B, can you imagine? Like, let me get this straight. Out of all those artists that are performing, you chose Cardi B to be the speaker. So she's going to come out all... Listen! 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 I need all y'all... You know what? I'm done.
Between her and Glorilla having a conversation... Glorilla,
I love Glorilla. Hear that but conversation,
man.
Oh my God,
merge.
You couldn't, my merge it. And look, I put on Crubrins, and I'm from Memphis. I'm from Memphis.
Y'all,
and
then Cardi B.
Oh,
and look,
you need an interpreter for that conversation.
I don't know why y'all got Cardi B, because you know she real sensitive right now. She'd be like, and by the way, Offset, if you happen to be watching, see, look at me. See? While you out there, we'd be like, no, Cardi, focus. No. You're going on a tyrant. Stay focused. See, Offset. See where I'm at?
If they on camera, you know they're going to have the bouncing ball for the words so you can understand what they say.
Damn.
Like, I don't know what they're saying.
Wait a minute. And then we go move on. Hold on. Sally, do you remember when Club Shay Shay had Glorilla? It was Shannon Sharp and Glorilla. I was like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? All the Midwestern people and people from the North, especially the East Coast people, were like, what?
They were like, I didn't understand the entire interview.
I had to watch it 10 times. What'd you say, Telly, the little ball? Offset! No, Cardi B, stay focused. All right, y'all, we come back. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. With all the attention and time that both presidential candidates are spending in Milwaukee, in southeastern Wisconsin, why? Why is that? How did Wisconsin become and still remain a presidential swing state? We're going to get into that. We want to hear your thoughts as well. Again, 833-212-1017. Stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I gave you my love.
Oh man.
I tell you what I do.
Man, oh man, I want this to
be. I expect a whole lot of love out of you.
All right, Truth Nation, the Greater Milwaukee Urban League's 39th annual Black and White Ball is this Saturday. That is tomorrow night, and we want to bring the celebration to you. Tune in to 1017 The Truth's Black and White Black and White Ball After Party Show, hosted by Dr. Ken Harris, this Saturday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Dr. Ken will be joined by the who's who of Milwaukee and may even have some surprise famous stars. So make sure you get in on all the fun by tuning in to the Black and White Ball After Party Show this Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Man, you love letting that ride. Truth Nation, we've been talking about both presidential candidates being in Milwaukee at the same time, less than 7 miles away from each other. One will be at Fiserv Forum. That would be former President Donald Trump. And Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will be at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. So, again, we've been talking a lot about it, and you all have been hitting us up early and often, and continue it to keep it coming. 833-212-1017. Mari says, this is a time of showing your morality. This is beyond politics. Trump's entire agenda is built on hate and division. I cannot be friends with someone who thinks that I shouldn't have the right to do with body what I choose to do what I want to do with my body. I think they're trying to say I cannot be friends with someone who also thinks it's okay to shoot protesters and give police full immunity to be violent. Nope. Three types of MAGA: bigots, simple-minded, no critical thinking ability, and power hungry with no regard for others. Wow, that was a lot there.
Yeah, I feel her.
Yeah.
I don't agree, but I feel her. I mean, I don't agree in terms of, because here's the thing at the end of the day. You, I don't want to say you'd be surprised, but you know, that saying, ignorance is bliss. There's a lot of folks that be smiling up in your face. And if you knew what they did when they were behind closed doors. So I just, ignorance is bliss. I give energy the way that it's given to me. And I just know that the realization, there's things that you can change, there's things that you can influence, there's things that you have to accept in this thing called life. And I pick my battles. But I feel you. I feel what she's saying. Or he. Because obviously Flo Millie, Ricky was like, and can we start with the fact that that is a woman? Also, Valerie on our YouTube message board says, good morning, DT and Telly. I just want to say all money isn't good money. If you get the money and you going to get something you believe in, sometimes it can do more harm than good.
I'll allow it.
All money ain't good money, but it sure make a difference when you ain't got it.
Paying the bills.
In the words of the great Kanye West, having money's not everything. Not having it is.
It be some things I'll be like, dang.
Okay.
I do not want to do this gig, but I need this money.
People who say all money ain't good money, that's usually people who got their bills paid. be hungry and starving, and your bank account is coughing when you go to the ATM. You want to withdraw what? And your baby's got to eat. All money ain't good money, but it sure is a tool that is required in order to exist. You can't even leave the house right now. What we say, Telly, when you walk out the door, that's $300 right there.
Man, yeah.
Real talk. Yeah. Just to walk money out the you door. Are... So when this country does not charge $800 for a dozen of eggs, then you tell me all money's not good money. Because every time I walk out this door outside of 3rd Street Market Hall, every time I come back to Milwaukee.
Every time you take a flight.
Every time I take a flight. Every time I'm in Dallas. I'm not even joking. I see more and more unhoused individuals. The unhoused population, also known as homeless population in this country, continues to increase day to day. And it's not just the certain neighborhoods. You know, you can go to any neighborhood now and see unhoused individuals. So you tell those people all money ain't good money. You tell people who are literally trying to decide whether they can feed their kids or keep the lights on or pay the house mortgage or the rent. There's a time and a place to talk about whether money is good. Because the last time I checked, you need it. It's a tool. It's not about being rich, but I'm pretty sure when Chrisette Michelle made that decision, Telly, do you honestly think that somebody didn't sit her down and say, you know, if you perform at this inauguration, you know you're going to get backlash?
I'm sure. Yes. If you are any artist that are signed to any record label, you have some sort of team and people that they're booking it through. They're not just calling Chrisette Michelle and asking her, do she
right.
perform? She has people. And you're absolutely right. I think that there's no doubt that somebody had to say something like, hey, nah, I know you need this bread, but, you know, this could come with this bread. Are you cool with that?
And probably unbeknownst to me, her circumstances were like, dude, this is COVID. I haven't performed in 8 months. I am negative. I got to feed my family. Hook it up. Yeah, it's easy to say what is, you know, the moral compass. I hear you. I really do. But we also got to look at it from the lens of those artists during that time were not eating. They did not have any income coming in because nobody could go outside. Good morning, Al. Thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is no matter what the situation is, you got to have some hustle and some fire to who you are when it comes to sustaining yours. I always tell people, it ain't about money, it's money. It's about how you get the money. And what I pick and choose might not be for you. And your situation might not be for me. And your tradition might not be my normal. So you can't have too many morals when it comes to getting that money. Those who tell you how you're getting your money is the ones making decisions at the gas pump. So when you are the payer of yourself, you do what you need to do. Stay in the trenches, move silently, count that bankroll, and let everybody else discuss their own finances. And for those who does not like it, God bless you. So that's all I can say. I can't, say all money ain't good money, because see, how I get my money ain't how you get your money, because I'm not asking you for no money. So how I get my money is my money. and is buying Ski. So I just wanted to share that information with you. And this Monday is going to be very busy. So I hope everybody that's listening be out there and get that money. And my side pieces know what I'm talking about because they get paid all the time on the first and the 15th.
My goodness.
Have a good one.
Yes, Al. Okay, on that note, Al's side pieces, hope you heard because he gave you some homework. We'll be back. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 the Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 the Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Just me and you.
Okay, Ricky. Good morning, Truth Nation. Hope everybody's having a great Friday. And shout out to Felix on our YouTube message board. It sure is the first of the month, Telly. There's so much going on.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I didn't even realize we should be really excited about this, DT. This is the last Friday. We got to talk about campaigns and races and everything else. Like, straight up, on Tuesday, we go have our 47th president.
I just want the text message to stop. I want it to end.
Just text, man, back, stop. You can just text back, yeah. Stop. That's what I've been doing.
They can't stop and they won't stop.
Well, if you hit stop, you'll at least minimize them. And y'all, thanks for correcting me. I stand corrected. Chrisette Michelle, when she performed at the inauguration, that was in 2017. So thank you for the updates. Brandy and Gene. It was the 2017, not inauguration. So
yeah,
my bad.
But here's the thing with that, though. Still, you don't know what her circumstances were, and so I still stand by. Look, she did it because she needed it.
Yeah,
like, who wants to just do something just to get backlash? I mean, so. Again, you don't know people's circumstances, so.
On our YouTube message board, Valerie says, DT, you always go to left field. I'm just saying, don't go against your standards to get the money. I have been broke many times and didn't accept money because it was coming from the wrong place. Valerie, you are completely entitled to however you feel. If you feel I go left, then I go left. You've been broke? Oh, dear Valerie, if you only knew my story. We don't even have time. you don't, if you only knew my story, sis, if you only knew my journey. You think you've been broke?
You feel me knocking?
I feel you.
Well, let me in.
When you look at a certain from a certain lens without knowing somebody, because as much as I love all the Truth Family listeners, you don't know me. You don't know my journey. And what I've learned in this thing called life, what works for you may not work for everybody else. And even how people define broke is different. It's very subjective.
Period.
And if I go left, then I go left. Whatever you feel about me is how you feel. But when it comes to my lifestyle and my finances, you don't know me. You don't know my journey. Cleaning toilets, that ain't new to me. But I'm going to stop right there because God has brought me a mighty long way. Go ahead and hit that button again, Ricky.
Oh, drill, y'all. Stop playing with my name.
Come on, somebody.
No more.
Now, you could talk about me all you want to and judge me and tell me how much I go left. And all that stuff, but you don't know my situation. You don't know my journey. You don't know my story. You don't know what I've overcome. You don't know what I'm overcoming now. Moving on. Presidential candidates. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will be at the Wisconsin State Fair Park for both a concert and rally. And former President Donald Trump will be at Fiserv Forum, combined with Telly, it being the first of the month. Folks, we just trying to make our deposits, pay our bills, pay folks. It's a lot going on in Milwaukee today.
That's funny you say pay your bills, because I was talking to a friend of mine And I was like, hey, man, what are you doing tomorrow? He's like, man, it's the first of the month, man. It's just going to be crazy out there. I got to get out here and pay these bills. And then, you know, later on this afternoon, you do have to take into consideration that with both candidates, they already said at like 5:50, I believe, like 7:94 is going to be closed. I think that's when Trump is expected to arrive at General Mitchell. And so, like, continue to get updates. However you get information, I know the truth. We'll do our best to update you on the closures and things of that nature. So be on the lookout, because Milwaukee is going to feel like New York City.
Right?
This evening.
Man. I know we're going to get to our second hour, but I got to give another shout out because Curly Q on our YouTube message board, I love me some Curly Q. She said, I can't even hear you say ATM without thinking of that Chase Bank withdrawal conversation from yesterday's show, which, by the way, if you missed any of our shows or any of Truth Nation host shows, you can always download the Truth app. 101.7 The Truth app. So that way, if you miss a hilarious show or just want to hear it again. And Curly Q, y'all, you know Curly Q. She is like, I ain't worried about no first of the month. Shoot.
She got $5,000.
Curly Q.
I got broke off at the end of August. October.
Y'all,
dog it.
Look, Ricky, tell you, this is Curly Q right now. Look at me. I'm imitating Curly Q. This is her right now.
I'm like,
look, y'all, this Curly Q right now. I'm on YouTube. Look, this is her. She's like,
and she's like,
what's the brother's name from Fresh Prince?
I didn't even know it was the first of the month. it's the first?
Those regular really? People problems. What's my guy from Fresh Prince of Bel Air, the butler?
Carlton.
No,
Jeffrey.
Come down. I need some coffee. It's getting cold. I'm listening to DT and Telly. Hurry up.
You know when somebody's talking like, you look ugly and broke. Oh, she was broke.
Broke?
Broke.
Who broke?
What's that?
Look, Curly Q told us yesterday, the Trump administration invited me to the White House. I told them no. I know that's right. I don't need that. I don't need that filthy money. I'm Curly Q.
I just got broke off.
Shout out to my girl Curly Q. I love it. She won the Grouper 5K giveaway yesterday, and she is
sitting tall
with her pinky finger out, y'all. We're about to enter the second hour. When we come back, we're going to give y'all some updates. She's laughing. We're going to give you some updates regarding why Wisconsin is a battleground state, and we actually have someone who's going to be joining the show in the second hour to talk more about getting out there and voting. Stay locked in, y'all. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told. With DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.